Well, I've just taken a few notes the other day, and I'll just repeat what I said before. The first thing is that a pope does not speak to people like this man has spoken. It would be to the cardinals, to the hierarchy, and you've probably seen him doing these things, and that's it. But when do we see him talking heart to heart? It doesn't happen. And I draw the analogy of we have a good attorney that we go to the attorney, our attorney, and he doesn't put the clock on. He's not professional in that sense. He asks about the family, how are you going, and how is everything going, etc. And we have a good chat. That's the type of manner in which the Pope has come across. I asked also, being originally Italian, now Australian, I asked my wife, well, how would your mother have reacted, or how my mother would have reacted to see the Pope actually just speak in such an open-hearted, down-to-earth, conversational manner. Well, I know that my mum would be putting her hands together and saying, this is wonderful, this is a miracle, and looking up. It is a moving style with which he has actually communicated with these people. That's the point. And now I just have a few points here that he spoke of, and I just interpret it as requested. Well, firstly, I don't know whether anybody understood Mr. Kenneth Copeland there. Mare hare comprara male preno la cama. Oh, I can tell you what that language is. Absolute gibberish. Absolutely. So the Pope said some of the things. He said, siamo fratelli e sorelle. We are brothers and sisters. Tony Palmer, con Tony Palmer siamo amici da anni. With Tony Palmer, we have been friends for years. Ci sono famiglie che si vogliono e ci sono famiglie che non si vogliono. He's talking about families. There are families that want to be together and there are families that don't want to be together. Obviously referring to the fact that the family, as he began to say, was once one, the Catholic Church, which was the first church, which it was not. So he was the original family. And nostre peccate, sono i nostri peccate che ci son separate. It is our sins that have separated us, our sins. Tutte abbiamo la colpa. If anybody has known or ever been to Catholic Church, that word la colpa, it means the fault. If you've ever heard, through my fault, through my fault, through my most grievous fault, you might remember that. So it says, tutti abbiamo la colpa. Tutti is all. We all have the fault. Solo uno è giusto. There is only one that is correct. Il Signore. Il Signore. That is the Lord. That's the way he said it. And then he moves on to talk about the separation. He said, c'è un bisogno che ci troviamo come fratelli. There's a need that we find each other as brothers or as family. And then he says, quando i fratelli di Giuseppe sono andata a Egitto, when the brothers of Joseph went to Egypt. Notice, I just make a point there, Egypt is sin. Symbolized the sin in the Bible. Avevano chi di comprare, they had money to purchase. Avevano i soldi, they had money. Ma non potevano mangiare i soldi, they couldn't eat the money. Right? Ma cosa hanno trovato? What did they find? Hanno trovato un fratello. They found a brother. In other words, they found family, reunion. E io vi parlo come un fratello, and I speak to you like a brother. So there comes the analogy. Vi ringrazio tanto per lasciarmi parlarvi nella lingua del cuore. Vi ringrazio, I thank you, per lasciarmi, for allowing me, an act of humility, to speak to you, a parlarvi nella lingua del cuore, of the tongue or the language of the heart. This is how I've spoken to you. Pregate per me, pray for me, come io prego per voi. And then he, like I pray for you. And then he finished off with a saying from Manzini, I think I made a note there, a poet. And he wrote, and he said, non è incominciato il Signore un miracolo senza finirlo. The Lord has not begun a miracle without finishing it. And so then he finished off by saying, fratelli, brothers, I don't think he said sorelle at the end, he said fratelli, vi imbraccio, I embrace you. And that more or less is a brief summary of what the Pope said.